Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That is right. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan here on your home of the Rangers, home of the Cowboys. We're having a good time here on a Wednesday. Looking forward to cold beers and cheeseburgers on Friday. $3 Ultra Pints, $4 Jameson Shots. Just what the doctor ordered. Join us in Euless on Friday. Lucius is coming with us once again. So you won't want to miss it. Let's go around the bases. Here's the Chief.
Thank you very much.
Chief, can I ask something real quick? Just real quick.
Absolutely. As long as it's real
quick. I was talking to Fred. Can you complain about your Chipotle meal if you ordered everything on it?
I think you can complain about the
quality.
Well, yeah, you can complain about the quality and the quantity. A lot of these people, they love to shortchange you on your protein.
Okay.
Shrinkflation.
I didn't know if you could complain about it if you picked it out.
Yeah, I mean, if they had a bad day at the office and the chicken is off that day or whatever.
He said it was a little off today.
Yeah.
A little different than what the steak normally is.
If the rice is a little undercooked and all of a sudden it goes from being soft, lovely rice to like some almost borderline crunchy situation, that's off-putting. So I think
So you do have grounds to complain.
I believe. What was his complaint?
Absolutely.
The freshness of the meat. Things that we were talking about, just, you know.
Was it a meat thing or was it a like a rice?
There's a lot of things going on, it sounds like. And I said,
wow.
Listen,
you. Sounds like he's bitching to be bitching.
I said, you picked it out, bro. How can you complain?
If you go way outside the box and the foods aren't complementing one another, that's on you. But if the actual quality of the food is low, it's on
but
them.
You're kind of eyeing it, aren't you? Can't you kind of tell if the guac doesn't look good today, or the pico
some
de gallo.
Things, some
the
things.
Pico de gallo looks a little brown.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I assume it's good. I'm just looking at the tortilla line. I'm not really even paying attention, to be honest with you.
So you don't even go bowl. You're going burrito.
Well, I'm not looking at that ingredient spread and then picking from that.
I'm looking down. Okay. I'm looking at each item thinking, that doesn't look to me. I mean, when did the last time you changed that out today? Okay. Is that something that's kind of not been changed out in the last 5 hours or so?
I mean, my order's going to be my order, I think, when I walk in the door.
Have you? Okay, then, so you don't complain.
I think the eyeball test on the guacamole is the one place where sometimes
it's got to have the brightness. Give me some brightness.
Yeah, got to have some pop.
Got to have some pop. Okay, thank you. Carry on.
Because that can get brown on you real quick.
Very quick.
With the guac.
Oxidation, I think is what they call it.
But, I mean, if you order something and it comes out and it was some false advertisement, like if you're at a sit-down.
You can complain about, but when you're actually picking out your own food.
Okay, so that's the distinction.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Can you get mad at something when you're picking it out?
I'm just proud of Fred being an adult today and punting on the Happy Meal at McDonald's.
He says he eats McDonald's way too much.
He does.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be transparent about it. I think the Fan After Dark is coming up in here. I smell McDonald's every day because one of them, if not both, has a greasy, delicious bag that ends
and
with
then,
Blake
multiple
finishing
burgers
off his
too.
Fries,
then,
drinking his large Biggie fry. That's how it usually ends.
Smells amazing,
but
too.
We're also, incredible. God, we're also, though, like showing up at home eating like an 11:30 meal.
That's the problem with the nighttime stuff.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times after a nosebleed seats at 11 o'clock, I'd stop off at
Whataburger.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll throw in an In-N-Out if the line wasn't
too
long.
Look at you watchdogging everybody's menu now that you've gotten healthy.
No. I asked him how it was, and he kind of gave me a mid-scouting report. You know, and so I said, is that your fault or is that their fault?
Damn.
And he's like, well, you know, I'd like to believe that it's their fault. I said, wait, you picked it out.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get a ruling here.
I'm impressed with Fred at this age. What is he? He's mid-40s?
Mid-40s. He just turned 45 or so.
And his sleep schedule has to be out of whack. He's on roofs by day. He's at the mic by night. He's flying home, probably getting a second helping at McDonald's after the initial 6 o'clock run through the drive-thru.
Crushing it.
And still, you know, looking respectable.
Yeah.
How about this gal?
It all goes to his head.
It does. How about this gal at Iowa State, though? How many McDonald's meals a day do you think she's
getting? Hey, man, get that roll off, damn!
Where's
she at?
Oh, no.
I saw Kendrick Perkins playing earlier. Was that somebody else?
No, she's a good player.
She was just on Lucius's screen over here. They're covering her in the pregame.
They had to go with a wide shot.
No, they covered her.
There are some big girls out here that got skills and fancy feet. Her and the gal at Washington, bro.
They can't stop me. Is this the gal? Is this her name? Beers?
Trisha.
She's
Beers
not on TV
something?
Right now.
No, or is she? Rhonda Beers?
Beers?
Rhonda Beers.
Is this the one that transferred from Oregon State?
Yeah.
Isn't it Oregon State Beers that's playing?
Yeah, big Rhonda.
I remember Beers from last year, but I don't know if this is the same gal.
Sister Beers?
Yeah, because you have Brother Beers, Rowdy. You have Rowdy Beers. He's a tight end somewhere. And then you have Sister Rhonda Beers, who is quite the enforcer. But yeah, that South Carolina girl is she's built 55 old Audi crooks.
Okay.
Well, do we want to sink into that anymore? Do you have any more?
I don't have any thoughts on it.
Okay,
you know,
very
I just
good.
Jumped out on TV. I was impressed with her athleticism at that size.
Likewise,
pick and roll ability.
So she's sort of a dancing bear, right?
I want to see what the Euro step. See what that look like.
Like a polka.
They spell that G-Y-R-O. All right.
Damn.
That was some good sports analysis, boys.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Let's get back to the diamond.
Back to you, Eric.
We have our Rangers losing 3-2 today, even with DeGrom on the bump.
Yeah.
Losing 3-2 to the Mariners. Now, DeGrom, first inning, got away from him a little bit, solo dong, and walked a guy, 20-pitch inning, 13 strikes, though, on those 20 pitches. But he went four innings today. He totaled 57 pitches, 36 for strikes, and he went four innings, two earned, two walks, three punch outs. Fastball was around 96 today.
Yeah.
Not the worst day. It's just weird when DeGrom, whenever he gives up runs, I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
It didn't go perfect.
Right. Because the expectation for him is so extremely high that the slightest misstep feels like, oh no, what are we dealing with here? But that, I think, would be the worst. What would be worse, him getting injured for an extended period of time this season or being healthy but just not being dominant?
What would be worse? I will take injury. But, man, that's a close call. What would be more painful as a sports fan?
That's the one thing where we're like, man, if he can just stay healthy, we're kind of like hazing the barn with the production. He's going to be a horse when he's on the bump. But if the production ends up to where you're like, man, he should really be like third or fourth in the rotation.
Give me the health and him not being any good.
Yeah.
That would be the one that would disappoint me the most.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I've lived without him. I've won a championship without him being on the bump. But if he's on the bump and it's finally like you're opening the Christmas present and it's, you know, it's not good. Yeah, that's what I'm against.
Well, we have Tokyo takeaways. 2-0 are the Dodgers. Shohei got a fan interference dong, but they didn't penalize it. So he's got one in the dong column for the season.
I was surprised the Japanese fans interfered. You know, I would figure they'd be well behaved.
Yeah, I think they're just it's a Shohei dong.
Fast.
You know,
yeah.
Like you want to snag that thing.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you see the clips? Did Rodney Pete really catch a foul ball?
Yeah, he did. Rodney Pete. I'm glad you said that. I was going to mention it. Max Muncy.
So there's the bad American like hurting his team. Like yeah. Muncy could have got.
I blame Muncy though for this. I mean, granted, he had to deal with the distraction of somebody reaching
their
glove out.
It was like a crazy net. It's like he had to work around the crazy net.
He had to work around the net, and Rodney Pete snuck the glove in there very late. And his wife was actually really thankful for it because she was alleging that that ball was beaming sort of right at her, and they had been dealing with some foul balls in that area throughout the game.
Okay,
and it was so like Rodney was a little bit more on high alert, making sure his wife was okay. Max Muncy seemed frustrated, but you couldn't tell if it was frustrated at Rodney Pete. You didn't know if he knew it was Rodney Pete, and he might have just been upset at himself because he felt like he should have made that play either way.
All he did was saw a Dodger dude in a hoodie, and he's thinking, my own fans worked me on this one.
Okay, yeah. So a couple of points of clarification here. First of all, that box is pretty jetted out into play.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could see why, as Eric said, there might be a lot of traffic of balls throughout the game. Number two, his glove is behind Muncy's.
Thank you. It was a last-minute deal. Muncy's had the first opportunity at it. I feel like he just kind of mistimed it, but maybe he mistimed it because in his peripheral – he just felt another extending arm. I don't know how that could throw you off in the heat of the moment.
I mean, he was kind of trying to go over the net and then down. I just think he had a terrible chance at getting that ball based on the safety net there for the fans.
Rodney's
wife.
So he
had to take a weird angle to it. He's kind of having to dolphin dive and hold his chest on the top side of the net and reach over.
It would have been acrobatic as all hell if he pulled it off.
Yeah, I'd have been most annoyed by that net if I was Muncy.
Well, the wife of Rodney Pete, Holly, took
Holly
to Instagram.
Robinson Pete. Yes.
Oh, should I know who this is?
Mr. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. She's an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Wow. Okay, blind spot for me. Yeah. Well, she said what had happened was those foul balls were coming at us left and right in that section, head on a swivel. That's why they gave us helmets and gloves just in case. That thing was coming straight from my head. My former QB, in parentheses, thrice MLB drafted third baseman, husband might be retired, but what he's not going to do is let me get hit. Sorry, Max. So, I mean, it was a good husband move.
Yeah, that was a strong husband move right there.
And it's game two of the regular season. You know, like at that point, risk reward, you're saving wifey in that moment.
Three-time drafted third baseman.
Yeah, how about that?
So he's just out there flashing leather. He probably could have pulled that off barehanded.
USC guy.
Yeah, I think he could have. Shohei, there's a couple more Tokyo takeaways. Shohei Ohtani did the thing last year where it was like, what do they call it, Players Weekend, and you get to dictate your own bat and your cleats and stuff, have some fun with it. And he put his dog on his cleats. Well, now he's back with the same deal, a little different version. He's got his dog on the back of the shoe, his dog decoy that he just loves so much. It was on the back of his shoe when he hit the homer, and then he's also got the dog underneath, like where the actual spikes are. So he's got his dog on his cleat showing love now for the second time in his Major League Baseball career. He absolutely loves that dog.
That's a lot of dog love. I'd be worried that people would say I was shallow, you know? Like, you're just going to put your dog on there? This is your opportunity to do something for a cause, man.
Yeah.
Don't you care?
That's a good point. Good criticism.
All about you and your dog, huh, buddy? That's what I'd be worried about.
I do think Tokyo may have revolutionized the sport of beer drinking at the ballpark. Did you see the way they were doing this thing? They're beer delivery people.
Oh, no.
Instead of just having it in the ice chest and they're tossing cans around. How about the water backpack that you can
Camelbacks, yeah.
They got beer camelbacks, and these beer people are just, when you want a beer, they're just squirting you right up, filling your cup right back up. Same cup.
Oh, so you keep your cup.
You keep your cup, nice. And they're just walking around giving you right there, basically ahead of the tap. How cool is that?
That's a brilliant idea.
So this is Japan stadiums?
Can we keep the beer really cold in the backpack, though?
I have personally not seen this done before, so I'm giving the credit to Tokyo for revolutionizing this. Now, maybe they're stealing it from somebody else. I don't know. I just haven't seen it done before.
Oh, here we go. I got the video up now.
You think the beer's all shooken up, kind of foamy?
It's possible. She's going to have quite a steady stride, if you will.
Yeah.
So I would be worried about that, but they might have some way of pressurizing it or something to prevent it. It's just a better way, you know, than having to go back and forth to get your cold beers. It's going to keep up the efficiency, might improve beer sales overall for the team.
I would think
you can do more volume.
Gosh, how put off are you when you have to pass beer down the aisle?
Very. Yeah. You eliminate that.
Dawson's kind of like looking at out-of-town scores when this is all going on. You're not even paying attention to
that. I always sit on the aisle. Like, I'll be the last seat on the aisle every time. Right, so I get it. That's part of my annoyance with going to games. That's why I prefer them on TV.
It's also probably easier, though, too, for the beer delivery folks. Instead of carrying around the big ice chest that hangs at your front.
Those are some tough people.
You're just wearing it on your back like a backpack.
Yeah.
Probably not near as taxing on the body for a full 162.
Yeah, that's how you get it done right there. And another great innovation by the people of Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really knocking it out of the park with some of these things.
Very impressive. The Cincinnati Reds have opened Ciudad Reina, a year-round player and staff housing complex at the team's spring training home in Goodyear, Arizona. This thing looks sweet, dude.
Ciudad Reina?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. I don't know what
Queen
the Reina
City?
Means, but yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what it maybe
and who
that's
is
what
this?
Means.
Is this the Reds?
This is the Cincinnati Reds.
Just for their minor league dudes?
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, they got... And,
good
and
for
I'm,
them.
I wonder...
Trying to help them.
Their big league guys might be able to get in the mix here if they don't have a place to stay during spring training. It houses... it's got 42 housing units. I'm sure there's multiple rooms within each. They have the pool, the barbecue, putting green, gaming room, player lounge, barber shop. It's like a one-stop shop for all things you'd want to do in your off time during spring training.
So it's like your baseball team's base.
Yeah.
You know, you got like a home base there for everybody. Keep it in-house.
Love the idea.
Generate a little economy coming out of it.
Yeah, dude. Really fantastic
almost
stuff
feels like
there.
The Rangers have that going now with all these hotels that have popped up near Surprise. A better time than ever to go to Surprise, by the way.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Spring all training baseball is a blast. It really
yes,
is.
Sir.
Yeah.
Even when they lose, as happened today, 3-2 against the Mariners in Peoria. We had Jared Sandler join us. A salute to him. And we will have, opening day next Thursday right here on The Fan. It'll be, I believe, a 2:30 pregame with a 3 o'clock first pitch. And we're fired up for an exciting season. Of course, Friday, we'll be doing NCAA basketball tournament watching with you. We'll be at the brand new Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Hell of a party last time out. Lucius is joining us again. $3 Ultra Pints, $4 Jameson Shots. We want to see everybody join us on Friday evening. Okay, when we come back, time for a sports hodgepodge. Chief, what's in store?
Grade the Scotty Scheffler Masters menu, grade some new ballpark concession items, and also grade that buzzer beater call.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Mount St. Mary's leads American University 43-36. It's the first half of that play-in game. Xavier in Texas coming up at 8 o'clock on True TV. Okay, it's another big night of sports here. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it is the Frankels. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Eric with an evening sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The madness has begun. And Friday, 2 to 7, G-Bag Nation, cold beers and cheeseburgers in Euless. Looking forward to seeing you there and soaking in all the college basketball on 60-plus televisions. Great drink specials. The food is incredible. And all five of us here in the G-Bag Nation will be there. The Wooly Bully back in studio with us tomorrow. Looking forward to his triumphant return after crushing it in the middays with Hagee. And now let's go ahead and address last night, because we had Alabama State versus St. Francis, two teams that most people would have no care in the world to watch, unless, of course, it's tied with 3.4 seconds to go and Alabama State needs to go the length of the floor to win the game. They do just that. Here's the buzzer beater. Grade the call, though.
Seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
They're going for it all.
Simpson home run play. The deflection.
Oh!
A layup! 0.7 seconds left. Alabama State.
It's decent. I like the suspense and the buildup was good, but there's no clarification of what's happened. Now you're watching on TV, which is great.
Yeah, this is TV and this is not Homer radio call, whatever. So you can't have any biases or anything like that. But I just didn't feel like, as you mentioned, the conclusion of it,
yeah,
like really being clear on what just happened. And then just meeting the moment for excitement, dude. March Madness is now underway. And yeah, we have our first buzzer beater, and you're at the call. Go ahead and meet that moment.
You're just going to let the crowd, I mean, you can let the crowd after you say, it's good, or something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
Don't give me a nothing burger there, Brian.
Yeah, just needed some more energy from Spiro Dedis.
He had little energy last night for that one. He needs to be more. Come on, man. You're like, we're getting into the tournament.
They got in the dance.
They got in.
It's the biggest moment in some of their lives just happening right here. Yeah. Spiro's like, yep, it happened.
Yep, just in every run-of-the-mill basketball game I just called tonight.
And I hate ripping the guy, but I'm glad that you guys agree. Just a little underwhelming.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of underwhelming, Tyrese Halliburton not playing for the Pacers tonight. So
Klay Thompson not playing for the Mavs.
The Mavs could win. It's 18-14 first quarter. I have some anxiety about that, Chief. Sorry, I just wanted to break in with
the
that.
The Mavs are winning 18-14?
Glad that you did.
No, Pacers are leading.
Okay.
But no Halliburton.
Don't worry. It'll be close until the last 7 minutes, and then they'll go completely cold, and then they'll lose by 12.
Well, the Pacers have been a buzzer-beating machine lately as well, so maybe it comes down to the wire.
Did you see that play they ran the other day that Rick, how they got Halliburton open?
It was
awesome.
Like
a football play. They were running picks down the field, and they ran it behind all the picks to get him to the corner.
Yeah.
It was well designed, well executed. It was like dudes were starting at midcourt and were running routes to get Halliburton behind the routes. It was great.
By the way, Tim McMahon with some reporting today, and we've alluded to it for sure, but it seems to really drive the point home. There's plenty of people in the Mavs organization that don't feel like it's worth the risk of putting Anthony Davis back out there at this point in the season. But it seems like it truly is Anthony Davis just strong-arming it and saying, like, no, I'm doing anything that I can to get back on the court, and he's hell-bent on doing so, despite the organization, many in the organization wishing that he would just, hey,
chalk it up to we'll see you next season.
Nah, he has something to prove a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I definitely understand
He doesn't want to go in the off season how he left.
You love the competitiveness, the pride that he's got here. You know, his desire to show the city that, hey, we're going to be all right. But I wonder how Nico feels. Several in the organization. I need the boss and the head coach as well.
Yeah, I think we all agree it's just too risky. But competitors going to compete. That's what Anthony Davis is doing right now. Okay, before we get to the Scottie Scheffler menu, let's go ahead and address a couple of new ballpark items around the world of baseball. New massive White Sox milkshake just dropped. Introducing the Celebration Cake Shake.
What?
Made with birthday cake ice cream.
Yep.
Confetti cake is actually in there. Mm-hmm. And then a pinwheel cookie and a maraschino cherry.
I'm good.
On top?
Yeah. I wish they would do the real cherry, though. Those maraschinos are...
And where do we get this again?
For the birds. You can get that at a White Sox game. If you want to go watch the worst team in baseball.
Named after a bank, somehow. Yeah.
Thankfully, this is nowhere close to me. That sounds divine.
Because you'd be all over that, huh? Like that birthday cake flavored, like...
Yeah, birthday cake, king cakes, you know, a lot of cakes and ice cream. I don't like cake without ice cream. I think it's too much.
You don't like cake without ice cream?
That's right.
Okay.
I love the ice cream cakes, though.
How about the sheet cake?
Love it.
You know what I'm talking about? Just
Texas sheet cake, yeah.
Yeah, just the regular with icing and the cake.
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
The sheet
cake. Made one this past week.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. What, your daughter?
Didn't eat any of it.
Didn't your daughter make a birthday cake?
Yeah, she came out of the pantry holding a box and said, Daddy, I want to make a birthday cake. So I said, all right, let's do this.
This was your 14-year-old?
Yeah, it was. No, it was a little one. And so we did a practice birthday run. Called it her half birthday.
Is this like the Duncan Hines kind of a cake box?
Yeah.
Situation?
Yeah, pretty much.
We just kind of put milk and an egg and then mix it up.
Yeah, three eggs, some oil, and some water and that. Yeah, and just it was easy.
There you go.
Put the store-bought icing on there, and then we did some sprinkles and some candles.
How much of the cake did she actually eat?
A lot of it.
Did she really?
Yeah, probably.
Good for her.
It was her birthday.
Good for her.
She took some to the soccer game and shared it with her friends.
All right.
It was fun.
This is your 3-year-old, man. That is adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids love the birthday singing. When it's anybody's birthday in the family, we end up relighting the candles 3 or 4 times.
You want to
re-singing 3 or 4 times. They can't get enough of it.
You need to, you want to terrify them that they'll never do it again? Take them to those Mexican food restaurants with the mariachi band where they come up and sing happy birthday and embarrass the hell out of you. They put the big hat on you, the sombrero and all that.
Yeah.
That'll make them think about singing.
Traumatize them for life.
It's like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
This is too much.
Birthday. I'm thinking am I supposed to tip these guys? What are we doing here? You know,
love a good mariachi, man.
Yeah.
Okay. We also have in Seattle, this actually looks disgusting because they use some food coloring to doll it up, I guess. It's called the What Up Corn Dog. A Mariners
what
blue.
What up, council?
Yeah.
Blue corn dog?
What were those? Yeah, Chad. And,
Chad. I don't know. Called himself Chad and Chad Kruger?
Yeah. Chad Kruger and somebody else.
He
I can't remember.
A baseball player, right? For the Rangers? Chad Kruger? Is a catcher?
I'll take your word for it. Baseball guy of the day, Brian Broaddus.
Chad Kroger?
Kroger. Yeah, maybe it's Kroger. Mariners blue honey battered corn dog with a spicy crunch served with nacho cheese. But it's just you have this weird this weird blue stuff on the outside.
Man, I'm so out on everything happening food-wise at the Mariners ballpark. I just feel like it's too weird, you know?
A lot of swing and miss out there.
It's too West Coasty and fishy, you know?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
Very fishy.
Very fishy.
They eat bugs.
Okay, what about this, though? What about at the Mariners, they're introducing a new Trident's Up Cup. So it's like a pitchfork upside down, 32 ounces of soda and free refills, $25.
Now that sounds like something I can get behind.
That's
right
a collector's
there.
Item. 32 ounces, right. That'll be 32 ounces. That'll be enough for half the day's worth of Diet Coke for the general.
So it's the Trident, like the three, right?
Yeah.
How do you keep from spilling it out of the other Tridents onto you?
No, because the Trident is at the bottom there, and that's where it's all catching. So that's where it's being held. You're drinking from basically the base of it. Usually the pitchfork you'd be going.
So the pitchfork is not up?
No, the pitchfork is down. You're drinking from the base of it.
Okay.
That's what's going on here. It would have been kind of cool if you could drink from
each of the three
that's
prongs.
That's what I was kind of thinking. That's cool. What I think we were doing.
But that's a collector's deal, something you can take home and keep forever.
It's a good-looking cup.
It is.
We need a Texas tea version of that.
We might. That would be kind of cool to, like, pound drinks out of, like, you know, like cocktails.
Yeah.
If you're at the baseball, I mean, if you're watching the game
at home. Pretty jealous right now.
I am, too.
Okay.
Chad and JT, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what up, Council?
I miss those guys. Yeah, I feel like they've been on a dry spell
lately.
They
got rich on us.
Bacon Junior Cheeseburger for a buck? What? It's back.
It's back, Lucius.
It's back, Lucius.
So I've seen it with the app situation. How long is that? Is that a limited time? Do you have to jump through hoops with the
app? Lucius, it looks a little bigger than normal, I think.
I do not believe that.
That's commercial false advertisement. That thing's paper thin.
Are they Red Lobster in us there?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of them do.
But it's a buck. It's a buck.
It's a buck. Yeah, it's back. Back at a buck.
All right.
Can't Wendy's. Complain. I can't complain about that.
Okay, Scotty Scheffler back at it again with the Masters Club dinner. And it's virtually a copy and paste of his last one.
He added some...
He did so well the last time.
He did, yeah. It's like, why fix it if it's not broken?
He could have added a chopped brisket sandwich from Pecan Lodge.
He could have absolutely done that.
But remember, he's footing the bill. So, not that he's got small pockets, but...
Don't worry about that.
He is footing the bill.
Don't worry about that.
Man, that is an expensive dinner for like 80 people.
For every Masters champion and then the chairman.
Okay.
So no plus ones?
Maybe 50 people.
No plus ones.
Sorry, honey.
It's all former champions and then the chairman. That's it.
Okay, so his appetizers, the cheeseburger sliders, served Scotty style, so there's French fries on them.
Yeah.
You're also, as an appetizer, going to get firecracker shrimp, sweet Thai chili, sriracha, mayo.
Ooh.
And then they've added, this is the one new addition.
Meatballs, yeah.
Papa Chef's. Meatball and ravioli bites.
Yeah.
He added that because that was the meal he was making when he accidentally cut himself in the kitchen a while back and had to miss a tournament because of it.
Oh, I remember that. So, yeah, cut hand.
Kind of doing bits with that.
Are they going to serve the three bottles of wine that he drank before that accident?
I'd like to think it's going to be...
That would be part of it.
I think there's tequila and bourbon as part of the bar menu.
There you go.
But you are going to get first course Texas-style chili. Then the main course.
He's actually doing Frito pies. If you look at the condiments, he's going jalapenos, cheese, and Fritos.
With the chili.
With the chili. Yeah. So he's going Frito pies is what he's doing.
That's a must.
That's an absolute must.
Got to have the cheese, the jalapenos, and the corn chips. So that's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Main course. This is the only thing that bothers me is like the choice of. Why do I have to choose between wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened red fish? Because why can't I just double up?
You probably could.
Can I slide in like a $50?
Yeah.
You know, get both?
Yeah. What can I do, Scotty?
Is he trying to limit costs there?
I would imagine.
Surf and turf.
Yeah. Your Master's jacket's a little tighter than everybody else's.
And it's massive got stains on it.
Food consumption. You know,
that's the woolly bullies with the stains.
But that's, you know, he has to do it because you got some guys that are not carnivores.
You know what I think we discovered here, though, about our guy Scotty Scheffler, maybe your guy, I don't know if he's my guy right now, no barbecue. He's done two of these things.
I think Jordan Spieth did the barbecue and they were kind of like not happy.
They S'd on it?
I think so, yeah.
Probably got some generic type of barbecue. They didn't do a good enough job. Probably gave us a bad name. You know, Scotty doesn't want to go back. If I'm Scotty, I think you need to show him how it's done.
Okay.
You just bring Meat Church Matt Pittman out there to just tear it up?
Yes.
Matt cooked for the Stars the other day. It was pretty cool. Real quick, if you could create a menu just off Texas items from restaurants, what would you do?
Wow.
Like hurtado, like an appetizer. Give me a hurtado appetizer. Give me a Pecan Lodge or give me the cheeseburger place.
I'm definitely going to do the Big Chief cheeseburger from Local Craft Barbecue in Newark with the pork belly. It's
okay.
A double meat patty smash burger
with
some good
that's
stuff.
That's a main or is that an appetizer?
I'll consider that an app.
Okay.
Going to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers for the peanut butter and jelly burger.
Okay.
I'm bringing the Hurtado Birria Tacos.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting the Pecan Lodge chopped brisket sando.
No doubt. What about cocktails? What cocktails are we serving? Any place
getting the half chicken from Hutchins. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, the half chicken.
Probably some Palomas, some ranch water.
Any sides we like?
Glorious margaritas.
There you go, Lucius.
Yeah, I like that.
Now
everybody off the planet.
Now we have a dinner.
Yeah.
Now we have a dinner. Yeah.
Now we get some enchiladas.
And Dawson's daughter's going to make dessert. She's going to make the cake for us.
Abby, you want Abby's chocolate chip cookies thing. These things are insane.
Wait a minute. They keep talking about them. I think they're ghosts. I've not seen one yet.
Well, I was wondering if you would have them right now. Are you doing any sweets?
Oh, I can't do that until Easter, I'll make sure I
bring some in. I don't know if I'm going to.
If they make it.
If they make it. They'll get to the truck.
Okay, you know what you need to do with these cookies?
Oh, I dropped a few. Can't serve these.
I ate them all in the way.
These are chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brown butter chocolate chip cookies.
What you need to do is do what he's done. Scotty Scheffler for the dessert is the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. Make that skillet with like a Pizookie or whatever from BJ's, and then you put the scoop of ice cream on top of that. So now you've taken that unbelievable one-of-one chocolate chip cookie, you've made it into the skillet style, and now you're housing that thing with some vanilla ice cream.
I order that thing from time to time from BJ's. And they deliver the ice cream on the side so it doesn't melt into the cookie. They'll deliver it to you hot and fresh.
Done that, dude.
Let it melt in.
Never fails.
What's the name of it again?
The Pizookie?
Pizookie.
Okay. Yeah. Pizookie from BJ's.
Okay.
It's serious.
Sounds crazy.
33-21 Pacers lead your Mavericks at the end of one. We have college basketball tipping off. It's a big night of hoop here. And I've had a lot of fun talking about it over the last 4 hours plus. It's time, though, to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark and see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Thursday night. Wednesday night, we're back in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back. It's the GPAC Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We're taking in all the sports here in studio. Mavs are in action against the Pacers. You have women's college basketball going on.
The Mavs are doing something. I don't know if I would say in action, but they are playing a major league basketball game. That is
a game that counts.
A game that counts.
It's a must-lose situation.
It is.
I'm depending on you guys to give me the full report here when it goes final, about 8:30 or so.
Is it still tank for flag? Is that still
100%?
Is there anybody else now that we're about to watch March Madness?
I guess Rutgers. Heggy says Rutgers has got two guys.
Yeah,
that are legit. And they can't even make the tournament.
VJ Edgecombe, I think, is
well, hell, and Ron Harper's kid.
Ron Harper
is on that basketball team.
I don't think it's a great draft for stars other than Flag.
Okay.
Well, that
I'd be lying to you if I said, yeah, this guy and that guy are going to be stars.
You'd spend an NFL draft. That's what you've been doing.
NFL draft. I can do that. Now, the college basketball, the luster's falling off a little bit. So I'll keep it frank. It's falling off.
That's good. Appreciate your candor there, Blake. And I think the thing is you can still get a decent starter around 12, 13, wherever they end up picking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be.
Like, I'm stoked for the tournament tomorrow, but I would be remiss and lying if I said I was following college basketball every game as I did maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, where I was actually watching it all throughout the season. Just didn't feel the lesson from Fred. You watched a lot more. I mean, a lot of losing basketball. But how did you feel about the state of college basketball now that the playoffs start tomorrow?
The state of college basketball? Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm the best person to talk to this year because it was a down year for me watching college basketball because we just weren't good.
But you watched Kansas play other people. Were you enjoying the games in general?
Heck no, they're getting beat.
No, because KU sucked this year. Like, we've had the worst two-year run. And, you know, we've had an incredible 20-year run with only two titles to show for it. But, the worst two-year run of my life.
Would you say your program's been underachieving?
100%. Look, KU basketball fans are some of the most moronic people on earth.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, hands down. I have fought with people on Twitter over how stupid they are. We won 14 Big 12 titles in a row. Yank. I mean, how many? Gonzaga's won, 30? I mean, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, it's like either put in a all-star basketball player, right? And we've had good guys from KU. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, we haven't had the Duke and Kentucky-type success for us being a quote-unquote blue-blood program.
Is that the parameter or the barometer, maybe, of being a good program, how many guys you send to the league? As far as you
if you're a blue-blood, yeah. I mean, I think so.
You don't really care how you do in the regular season or the tournament.
Well, no, you do. I mean, if you're the Dukes and the North Carolinas and the Kentuckys of the world, you want to, A, get to a Final Four, win a title once every, 5-10 years, ideally, and then put guys in the NBA that are all-stars.
What do you think about Houston coming into this conference and just slapping you around?
Wow. Well, let's not pretend like they haven't been good since 2018. Okay, in college basketball, you can rebuild your entire program in a season. Mm-hmm. right? And then, oh, by the way, Tillman Fertitta pumped in $50 million and redid that entire facility down there. Yeah, so
pretty facility.
It's a gorgeous facility, right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing about college athletics, especially with basketball, is A, if you do the portal right, which KU's been a disaster at the portal, and you get three or four good dudes and you stick to your guns. I mean, let's not pretend like Calvin Sampson isn't just some, geek off the street. I mean, you know what I mean? You got to be handy with the steel. So, he's been a Hall of Fame coach for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, and no, let's pretend like U of H, now granted, it wasn't good for a long time, but, they've had some basketball success.
What's your perspective on DFW as a college basketball town?
Non-existent. I mean, it's like Houston.
Houston's the same.
Houston doesn't care about U of H.
Yeah.
I lived in that town for 12 years. Nobody cared about U of H, and you could argue still doesn't. Now, U of H people do.
Yes.
But the city is itself. Yeah. I mean, who are we getting excited about? SMU?
Well, wait, okay. What if
North Texas?
Shut up! If Houston.
Don't do the North Texas dig.
If Houston does get in the Final Four, the tournament is the finals in San Antonio. Uh-huh. They will load that place.
Oh, they will.
Up.
Well, of course they will.
Are they front runners?
It's a three-hour drive. They 100. Look, you. I'll say this: U of H people, like people that went to U of H, got kids there. Yeah. They'll ride or die for U of H athletics. Sure. I will say that about the U of H fan base. They love them some Cougars, because what else you root? I mean, what else you get excited
Cougars
about?
Doesn't good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Cougars
you know?
Are good. Yeah.
And so that's your. I mean, what are we getting excited about here? The Mustangs.
I mean, everybody just has their own team. You know,
Lucius will fight you right now. Wait,
which I'm just
Lucius don't want to fight you. I forgot.
I'm just trying to keep it real.
Stop messing around.
Yeah. I mean, look, football, yes, but basketball, it's hard. I mean, we've talked basketball a couple different times. You guys have been doing this for a while. I mean, you talk college basketball here, and it's going to get you a segment. Get some people texting in, and then you're on.
I think it's fun around the tournament.
Tournament.
This is the only time.
That's it.
You guys been tracking this JFK stuff?
I have been seeing that stuff on my social media. The driver, man. Okay,
driver.
Now, here's my question.
I was seeing that video, too. I'm like, is this doctored? Because if it's not, and we've had this, this should be pretty obvious.
Are we just now getting that video of the driver where we're seeing him in frame, like, obviously turn around and not have a reaction when JFK got shot? Is this new footage? Is that what is happening on social media?
The evidence is damning on this particular video. Where the driver is clearly turned around. You see him messing with his suit jacket.
And he has no reaction.
And then you see his head turn, and then dude gets shot. And as soon as he gets shot, driver's head turns right back around. It's all
on driving.
It's all right there, bro.
And so I'm just trying to figure out, has that video been out? This music. Has this video been out and people just didn't want to believe
that? Is this
that
part
theory?
Of what they've been hiding in the files?
We've never seen this.
We've never seen this.
We've never seen this.
All we've seen is bad, grainy.
That's it.
On the,
now
on
we're
the
getting
grassy knoll.
4K zooming in. Yeah.
This video is worth watching, dude. It feels like an open shut
case. Have you seen
this video?
Have you seen the video with the driver?
No, I've
why
not.
Is he still potted up, Lucius?
It's like 80,000 pages of pages yet.
And all you need, I think, is that clip.
The clip?
That clip is
Dawson,
so damning.
Right now?
I'm looking for it right now.
I'll send it to you right now.
I'm going to
give
it to you right now.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just been
I've seen that on a documentary on YouTube called Everything's a Rich Man's Trick. And they kind of explain that same thing, too. But I don't know if it's real, bro.
Okay, so
if
the video is... What hell of an aim, dog?
Seems like we're not getting any clear
and
answers.
And a whole lot of people got to be down with you to do that one move.
Check your DM, Dawson.
Who the f- is that guy?
There's the angle.
And see?
Yeah. He does look like he could have turned and fired at him, for sure.
What? So wait, they were holding this footage and they just got released?
That video from? But there was like an old, some
what's
old guy
hand?
That wrote a book. That talked about how the driver was involved, not like a year or two ago.
I mean, that seems to be the consensus. Kind of, no one's really pushed back.
It's been a theory for a long time.
Yeah. It's in your DM now, Broadus.
But like, nobody's pushing back on this theory. At least, not that I'm seeing. Like, oh, it's not the driver, guys. I'm seeing a lot of like, it's the driver.
Well, thank you, boys.
Did I miss something?
Have a great night. Fan After Dark coming up next with Fred and Blake. 4 hours of sports talk coming up. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control there. Just went 5 flawless once again. Thanks to Chief. Woolchuck will be back tomorrow. And, of course, Brian brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. Hatties.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.